Yeah, there's a lot more synergy going on in the federal government than I think most people realize. The Department of State's tip of the day is something that was launched a number of years ago, and it's available for all federal government agencies to tap into. And I'm not looking to make a ploy for them, but I found it to be an extremely useful training tool for our staff. And so we did a pilot of about 700 people, and the feedback was just phenomenal. They really liked having the ability to go in during login, look at a informational tip. Sometimes it's business-related, sometimes it's personal-related, like how you can safely secure your wireless at home, or some other opportunities might be to take a look at password security and thinking through that. Mobile devices, the new the new iPhones are something that need to be secured. So the tips aren't just business-related, but also helps in their personal life as well. And it really was a well-received program.
So will you expand it to everybody at HHS or everybody within the Office of the Secretary? What's ahead for that particular piece?
The expectation right now is that we're probably going to go to a tip of the week and make it just a little more robust. And with that, they're expecting a rollout here in the first quarter of 2011. Actually, we're in the second quarter now, but all the planning was done here in the first quarter, and I think it's really imminent to release it. The other one, as you're talking about some synergies, is with the National Security Institute, which is NSI, and they do a security awareness called Security Sense newsletter, and it's something you can they send out on a monthly basis, and you take that and re-forward it out in your own package, giving some credit to NSI for the development of that work. But that just brings the awareness level up for all our federal employees, as well as some of our contractors that are tied into these different programs. And so when we have the federal leaders telling us that training is one of the most important items that we can do for security, I just felt like it was needed to bring some more dimension and depth to the idea of IT security awareness and training, more than just a 1 hour training video every year.
And given those initiatives that require cooperating with other departments, it sounds, or what you're saying implies, that you had some pretty good support from the highest levels of HHS.
Yeah, that's correct. From the Chief Information Officer of the Office of Secretary down, we definitely had some buy-in. From there, I really reached out across my peers within the CISO community with the FDA, CDC, NIH, and we started to share some of the things that we learned, the success of that particular pilot, and there's definitely been some interest. Part of the rollout in 2011 is to expand that to other areas within HHS. And allow them to begin the pilot at the tip of the week.